This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa arzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila wa arzuqna shtinaba. Alimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana wa zidna ilma. أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وكرمنا بنور الفهم وأنم علينا يا عظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد After the praise to Allah Almighty and glory and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam I testify that there's no God except Allah and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Tonight inshallah we'll speak about another great companion. A companion that his story is a great guide and example for a lot of people, especially those ones who seek the truth. This companion, he's not from the Arabs, nor that he had met the Arabs, and he's not from Medina or Mecca, nor that he met the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam or the companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. But this companion is one of the great companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sallallahu alayhi wasallam considered him from his family. It's Salman. Salman al-Farisi. And the word Faris, it's the name of the country of Iran, Persia. Faris is Persia. After Iraq, or the side towards the east, they used to call it Faris. And Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes from the area. And Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes from an area where his father used to be one of the most respected people in that town. And the Persians back then, they used to be Majus. And Majus are those ones who worship fire. They believe that fire destroys anything, which is true. Put anything in fire, the fire will destroy it. Depends, yani, whether it takes short or long, at the end of the day, the fire will destroy it. So their theory, because the fire destroys everything, and God is the strongest, so fire is the strongest, and because fire is the strongest, fire is the Lord of this world. And they used to have places of worship, where they have fire 24 hours, fire turned on 24 hours. So they used to be called the Majus. And Salman, from the nature of the environment that he lives in, he grew up in a Majusi family. And his father was one of the strict Majus back then. Especially he's one of the leaders of the town. He had a lot of respect among that town. And one day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to open the heart of this young man, Salman, to the truth. And it started off where one day he went past a church where the people, the followers of Isa alayhi salam, and that's before the prophecy, the followers of Isa alayhi salam are worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal with a bit of distortion in it. So Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a Majus who worships the fire. So he saw those people, those worshippers worshipping Allah, worshipping God in a different way that he liked and he was amazed with. So he went back to his father and said, "Oh dad, I went past this place of worship where these people are worshipping God in a different way that we worship him, and I liked their way of worship." So his father said, "Oh Salman, your religion is better than their religion. Your religion is on the truth and their religion is false." But Salman did not accept that. And Salman will constantly visit that place of worship to see the worship of Allah and the way of worshipping Allah. Until he announced that he is a Nasrani, he is a Christian from the followers of the people of that church. When his father found out, he locked him up, chained his hands and his legs, and locked him up and did not allow him to leave the house. And Salman wanted to know the truth. So he asked, "Where is the main source of this religion?" So they told him in Syria, in Sham. And he said, is that where all the scholars are from? He said, they told him yes. So he managed one day to break through the chains he was in and to go with a caravan that was heading towards Syria. And he left his family and his town and his country heading towards Syria to know more about this new religion. When Salman arrived to Syria, he met with one of the priests of a church there. Salman describes him that that priest was a very bad priest. He used to ask people for donations and he used to keep those donations for himself. And Salman disliked everything about that priest. Until that priest passed away, another priest came and took over the position of the previous priest. And Salman describes that priest that he was a very, very good priest. Who was sincere and honest. And Salman learned a lot from that priest. And he served that priest so much that he gained a lot of his knowledge. And that priest gave him sheep and cows as presents and gifts in return of his service. And then that priest was on his deathbed. Salman tells him, oh priest, you're on your deathbed. And I came all the way from Persia to seek for the truth. And now you are dying. Who do you guide me to? Who do you advise me to go to? So he said, the only good priest I could think of that exists at this time and era is a priest in Mosul, north of Iraq. He is a good priest. I recommend you to go to him and learn from him. So after the death of that priest, Salman went all the way from Syria to Mosul, Iraq, to sit and learn more from that priest. And he, Salman, learns a lot from that priest. And he loved the priest so much that the priest loved him in return so much. And he stayed with him. He used to sometimes sleep in the same room as him. He used to go with him, come with him, and learn so much from him. Until that priest was getting old and he was on his deathbed. So when he was dying, Salman told him, oh priest, you're going to die. And I'm seeking the truth. I want to know, is there anyone else that you could recommend me that I could go and learn from? So he said, there is one last priest. I think he is the last good priest that exists at this time and era in Amuriya, in Syria. Go to him and learn from him. And yes, Salman went after the death of that priest and learned from that priest that the previous priest guided him to. And subhanAllah, again, Allah wanted that priest also to die because they're all in old age. And Salman will seek advice from that priest and tells him, who do you guide me to after your death? So that priest told him, oh Salman, I cannot think of any good priest or religious man out there that's honest and truthful at this time and era. But I am sure it's time now due for a prophet to come out. He comes out from among a land surrounded with palm trees. And this prophet says the truth and he is an honest and described with honesty. And he has three signs. He does not accept to eat or touch donations. And he only accepts and eats from presents. And he has a birthmark between his shoulders, a stamp of the prophecy. And that priest passed away. Now Salman is left in a state of confusion. Who should he go to and seek the truth from? And it's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَ لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive and sacrifice in our path, we will guide them to what we want. Salman comes all the way from Persia, does not know anyone that knows Muhammad or related to Muhammad or cousin or close to Muhammad. Allah wanted to guide this that Persian, lost, confused man to the truth. So one day Salman sees a caravan going towards the Arabian Peninsula. Since he heard number one sign, he comes out of a city and a town surrounded with palm trees. Where is a lot of palm trees? There's a lot of palm trees in the Arabian Peninsula. So Salman saw a caravan going towards the Arabian Peninsula. And he agreed with the people of that caravan that they'll carry him with them on the caravan in exchange that he gives them his stock. He gives them his cattle from the cows and sheep that the priest before gave him. So they took that in return that they take him to the Arabian Peninsula. On the way, they betrayed him. And they treated him as a slave and sold him to another person. This person bought Salman as a slave when he's a free man. And subhanallah, Allah wanted that this man sell Salman to a Jew from Bani Qurayda that lives in Medina. And Salman now, from a free man, he is now treated as a slave. And he was bought by a Jewish man from Bani Qurayda that lives in Medina. And now he is treated as a slave. And the Jewish master of Salman was very harsh on Salman. And he used to overwork Salman. And Salman is in Medina now working on the palm trees of the farm of the Jewish master of his. And one day Salman was, he narrates his story, that was collecting the dates, climbing the palm tree on the top, collecting the dates, where his master sitting down relaxed and comfortable under the shade of the palm leaves. His master's friend comes to his master and says, "Have you heard about this man that comes from Mecca in our city? His name is Muhammad, he claims to be a prophet." So Salman says, "When I heard that, I ran down. I came down and asked him, where is he?" So my master slapped me and told me, "Get up." And then Salman heard someone says that he's a prophet. And then he recalls the advice of his priest, of his teacher. It's time due for a prophet. Surrounded, comes from a place surrounded by palm trees. So he goes and asks around, "Who is that man that claims and says he's a prophet?" They tell him his name is Muhammad. What do you know about his past? His past is all about honesty and truthfulness. His old past is all about respect and modesty. His past is all about good and only good. So he asks, "Where is he?" So they say, "He's got his companions and he sits around his companions in his mosque." So Salman goes and visits the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and takes with him a plate of dates. And he sees the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam surrounded with his beloved companions. So he comes to the Prophet and says, "Oh Muhammad, I know your people are in need, that are poor and need. So here is a plate of dates, I'll donate it to you and your people." So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam thanked him in return and asked the companions to eat from it. And that he didn't touch it. So he said, "That's one. He does not eat from donations." The next day Salman will come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with another plate of dates. And he says, "Oh Muhammad, I understood that you don't eat from the donations. This is a present from me to you." So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam thanked him in return and gathered the companions and he asked him to eat from it and he ate from it. So he said, "But Allah, that's a second one. Now the third one." What's the third one? It's a birthmark. A distinguished birthmark between the shoulders of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How is Salman going to get to that? And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam is covered. So Salman will sit nearby the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, stretching his head trying to see where's that birthmark. Trying to find out where that birthmark. So sallallahu alayhi wasallam understood, uncovered his back and told him, "Is that why you're looking for, Salman?" So he came on the hands of the Prophet ﷺ, kissing the hands of the Prophet ﷺ and saying, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka Muhammadur Rasulullah." Subhanallah. If someone seeks and asks for the truth sincerely to find out the truth, Allah will guide him to it. Remember this, my brothers and sisters. Anyone on the surface of this earth that seeks for the truth and calls for the truth and wants the truth, Allah will guide them to the truth. Allah does not misguide anyone that wants the guidance. No matter what their background is, and no matter what their environment is, and no matter what their understanding is, anyone that wants the guidance, Allah does not misguide anyone that wants the guidance. Salman, all the way from Persia, Allah wanted him to go through all those procedures and ways until he came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Salman, the seeker of truth. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sympathized with Salman. And Salman was a slave. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam collected from the companions money and gave Salman money to free himself from his master. And indeed Salman freed himself from his master with the support of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. And now Salman starts a new life, a life of Islam with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Salman tries to seek as much as knowledge and education from the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Occupied his time to what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pleases the Prophet of Allah and benefits the religion of Islam. And Salman is that genius that came out or came up with the idea of the ditch when the non-believers of Mecca gathered 10,000 non-believers to attack the believers in Medina. Salman came up with the idea of digging the ditch to make a barrier between them and the non-believers that come in to attack them. The Medina was surrounded, a part of it by the mountains, a part of it with the trees of the palm trees, and a part that's empty, opened to the desert. So Salman said, back in Persia, we dig up a ditch that makes it a barrier between us and the enemy so they can't come to us. And if they do want to get in the ditch, it's an opportunity for us to kill them. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took by the idea of Salman and ordered the companions in a time of drought and heat to dig up a ditch all the way from the mountains to the trees to make it as a barrier between them and the non-believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed great miracles on the hands of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. One of them is the companions were digging up the ditch and a massive rock that the companions with axes and shovels couldn't break that rock. So Salman came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying to him, O Prophet of Allah, there's those rocks. They're an obstacle for us to continue digging up the ditch. Why don't we go to another way? So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man that Allah gave him the strength of 10 men, took the axe from the companions and hit the rock, that massive rock, with all strength and a great sparks. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Allahu Akbar, Allah had showed me that the opening of Persia will be on the hands of my nation. I could see the kingdom of Persia being in the hands of the Muslims. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hits it another time and a great spark comes out of the rock and he says, Allahu Akbar, Allah had shown me the kingdom of Rome being under the Muslims. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hits it the third time and a great spark comes out of the rock and he says, Allahu Akbar, Allah had given me the kingdom of the East and the West in the hands of my nation. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his strength and power demolishes that rock. Another great incident took place is the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, while they're digging the ditch, they starved, and it was time of starvation and drought. So they came complaining to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from hunger. So they all uncovered their stomachs and everyone had a rock tied on their stomach, so it gives them that weight to keep walking and working. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uncovered his stomach and he had two rocks. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. And while the companions were working in that hard day, in that hot season, one of the companions feels sorry for the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. So he goes back to his wife and tells her, don't we have a small goat? So she said, yes. So he said, I'll slaughter that small goat with a bit of barley and wheat that we have, cook nice food for the Prophet and one or two companions with him to come along to our house. So she does so. So this companion will go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his hard work alayhi salatu wa sallam and whispers in the ear of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, tells him, O Prophet of Allah, I'm inviting you and one or two companions with you to come to my house. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up in front of all the companions and he said, our brother Fulan, Bin Fulan invited us all over his house. So that companion was put in an embarrassing situation. But he doesn't know the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to bring out of it. So this companion's face, and Allahu A'lam, all our faces turned all different colors. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, don't worry. Just tell your wife not to uncover the pot and let us cook without looking into it. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will go to that companion's house. And 10 after 10 walk in and out, eat from the food that was only made for 2 or 3 people until the whole companions ate from the food. And there was still left over. These are the miracles Allah Azza wa Jal, that's what Allah gives in return to those ones who sacrifice. Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made him a brother with Abu Darda. And Abu Darda was a very well known companion of his zuhud. Does not look into this world. Abu Darda was a very, very wealthy businessman. But he could not see himself combining between the dunya and the deen. So he left the dunya for the sake of the deen. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an. Salman lived with Abu Darda. And he used to see Abu Darda waking up during the night praying, fasting during the day. Does not give time to his family or anyone. So Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, Abu Darda, for your eyes have rights on you. Your body has rights on you. Your family has rights on you. And your religion has rights on you. So Abu Darda got angry from Salman and saying, do you want to stop me from praying to Allah and fasting to him? So Salman went and told the Prophet. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's true what Salman said. Give every right its rights. Give every right its rights. And Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu stayed alive all the way to the time of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he lived forever 200 years. Some narration says he lived of minimum of 250 years. Salman, the seeker of truth, that one that Allah Azza wa Jal made him start from, as the Prophet says, every baby is born a Muslim, and then his parents will change him into Judaism or Christianity or Majus. Salman was born a Muslim, he went into Majus, and then from Majus to Nasrani, and then from the Nasrani he was with the Jews, and then from the Jews he became a Muslim. رضي الله تعالى عنهم اللهم اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اهدي أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات اللهم اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ما الله would you for listening جزاكم الله خير سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك